All right, let's dive in. Today, we're taking a deep look at teens and social media in 2024.
Yeah, a really fascinating world.
It is. And you guys wanted a clearer picture of what's going on, so we're going to get into it. It's really interesting, actually.
It's way more than just teenagers, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're talking about technology and mental health, law, the future of society, really.
Wow. That is a lot to unpack.
It is.
So to do that, we've got a few sources for this deep dive, a briefing document with like all the themes and important stats. And then we've got articles from the Epoch Times and the Pew Research Center, all from December 12th of this year. So very recent. We're going to try to figure out how teens are actually using social media today, what kind of impact it has, and how, you know, lawmakers and just society in general are responding to all of this.
Okay. Great.
So let's start with something that I think is really, really fascinating.
The
always on generation. Almost half of U.S. teens say they are online almost constantly, according to Pew.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's a big number.
So, like, what does that even mean for how they experience, like, the world?
I think, you know, it really impacts the way they learn and socialize, even their development.
Right.
You know, just imagine constant access to information.
Yeah.
Being able to talk to anyone whenever you want.
Right.
And just endless stimulation. It makes you think, you know, how does this affect their attention spans, their sleep, how they build relationships?
It's so different than how we grew up.
It is, yeah.
Like when I was a teen, I would spend like hours waiting for my dial-up connection just to chat with my friends. And they're just like immersed in this constant social interaction.
It's a different dimension, for sure.
Totally different dimension. Okay, so let's talk platforms.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about YouTube, right?
Of course. Still the king.
It's still the king. 90% of teens use it. And it's not just for funny cat videos anymore, is it?
Oh, definitely not. It's so much more than that. Yeah. It's a huge source of information and cultural influence for teenagers.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're learning everything from makeup tutorials to coding to like what's happening in the world all on that platform.
It's like a library and a university and a giant entertainment center all at once.
It is. Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. But then you've got TikTok blowing up.
Right. Yeah.
60% of teens are using it. And get this, 16% are on it almost constantly.
Wow.
So like what's so engaging about TikTok? Why is it so addictive?
Well, I think it's like a perfect storm of a few things. First, you know, those short videos.
Yeah.
They're perfect for our like ever shrinking attention spans these days.
Right.
And then the algorithm is crazy good at finding you stuff that just keeps you watching.
Oh, yeah.
Like it figures out what you like. It's almost scary. And then there's those trends and the challenges, which are like really good at making you feel like you're part of something.
Right.
And get teens to participate.
So it's like this digital playground where everyone can join in.
It is, yeah. It
sounds pretty fun.
It can be, yeah.
Okay, so TikTok is this huge party, but Facebook, not so much. Remember when that was the place to be?
Back in the day?
Only 22% of teens use it now, and a decade ago it was 71%. That's according to the Epoch Times.
That's a huge drop.
Huge drop. What happened?
Well, you know, you've got competitors like TikTok and Instagram that are definitely playing a role. There's also this like growing sense that Facebook is for older people. Mm. Teens want something fresh and relevant to them. And then there's, you know, all the privacy stuff that's been going on with Facebook for years.
Not a good look.
No.
Interesting to see how things change though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we've talked about teens being like always on and the popular platforms.
Yeah.
But there's like a darker side to this too, right?
There is.
The whole mental health thing. Right. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a complicated issue for sure. There's a real mental health crisis going on with teens right now.
Yeah.
Rates of anxiety, depression, even suicide are going up.
And social media plays a part in that, right?
It's definitely a factor. Yeah.
You see all those stories about cyberbullying and like the pressure to look perfect online.
Right.
And the fear of missing out.
Yeah. It's a lot to deal with.
And then there's like the way these platforms are designed.
Yeah, that's the other piece of it.
So easy to get sucked in.
It is. The endless scrolling, the constant notifications, all those little rewards they give you, it all triggers dopamine, that feel-good chemical.
Oh, right.
And over time, it can lead to like compulsive behavior.
Right.
And teens' brains are still developing, so it can be really hard for them to handle.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The Epoch Times article actually mentioned lawsuits against like Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Mm,
interesting.
They're saying these companies are like purposely making addictive platforms that hurt teens' mental health.
That's a serious accusation.
It is. They're using similar techniques to, like, gambling and gaming, you know, to keep people hooked. So, like, what's your take on all that?
Yeah.
Ethically, are these companies responsible?
I mean, it's tough, right? On one hand, they connect people globally and offer valuable services.
Right.
But there's this growing feeling that they need to acknowledge the potential harm.
Right.
And do something about it.
Yeah. And speaking of doing something, we're seeing laws pop up all over.
We are, yeah.
Florida wants to ban social media for under 14s and require parental consent for older teens.
I saw that, yeah.
But there are lawsuits challenging that.
Yeah.
California is thinking about mental health warning labels.
Mm.
But the industry is pushing back. And Australia is just going for it, banning it for anyone under 16.
Wow, they're not messing around.
And big fines for companies that don't follow the rules.
It's like everyone's scrambling to figure this out.
Totally. So we have these huge popular platforms. But then all these worries about how they're affecting kids.
Right.
What's the big picture here, do you think?
It's complicated and it's changing all the time, you know, but it's clear we need to keep talking about it, doing research and working towards solutions that balance the good and the bad of social media.
Definitely. Well said. We've covered a lot, the always on generation, legal battles, mental health.
Yeah. A lot to process.
It is a lot to process.
Yeah.
But hopefully you're starting to see the whole picture.
I hope so.
We'll keep exploring this in part two, so stick with us. Okay, so welcome back to our deep dive into teen social media. Last time we covered a lot, you know, trends, concerns, legal stuff.
Right, a lot of ground.
But, you know, every story has like multiple sides, right?
For sure. It's easy to get caught up in the doom and gloom, you know.
Right.
But we can't forget that social media can also be a powerful tool for good.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about the risks all the time, but teens are using these platforms to connect with people they care about.
Right.
Share their passions, build businesses even.
Exactly. It's a whole new world of opportunities.
It really is.
And it's not just personal stuff either. We've seen teens use their platforms to raise awareness for causes.
Oh, yeah.
Advocate for social justice, even start movements.
It's pretty amazing how they can leverage that, right?
It is. They're using social media to make a real difference.
That's inspiring. But okay, let's be real. There are definitely risks, like we talked about before.
Of course there are.
Mental health. But what about, like, online safety?
Right. That's a big one, especially for teens. They can be more vulnerable to cyberbullying,
right,
harassment, even exploitation.
It's like a whole other world with real-life consequences.
Exactly.
And then there's the whole privacy thing. It feels like they're constantly leaving this, like, digital trail.
Yeah.
Sharing every little thing about themselves online. Does that worry you?
It does a little. It raises questions about, you know, how these companies collect and use data, targeted advertising,
yeah,
the possibility of manipulation.
It's kind of unsettling to think about how much they know about our kids, really.
It is. And what that might mean for their future.
Definitely a valid concern for parents and teachers.
Absolutely. And that's where open conversations come in, you know?
Yeah.
Parents, educators need to be talking to teens about online safety, privacy, not just lecturing, but actually having two-way conversations.
So, like, actually listening to them.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure everyone feels heard and respected.
So instead of, like, strict rules, it's more about giving them the tools to safe and smart online.
Exactly. It's not about getting rid of social media altogether. It's about fostering good habits, encouraging critical thinking.
Help them see the good without falling into the traps.
You got it. Finding that balance.
Balance, right. Okay, so what are some things parents and educators can actually do to help with that?
One big thing is being a good example ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we're always on our phones, that sends a mixed message.
Oh, yeah. Totally guilty of that sometimes.
We all are. We have to practice what we preach, right?
Right. Okay. What else?
Well, teaching them to be critical of what they see online is huge.
Right.
Encourage them to question things, look at where information's coming from.
Right.
Double check facts.
Like little fact checkers?
Exactly.
I like that.
It's a skill they need in today's world.
Totally.
Both online and offline.
Yeah. And what about their, like, online image, how they present themselves?
Yeah. Help them build a positive online presence. Talk about, you know, the image they project, the language they use.
Right.
The impact their words have on others. It's like digital citizenship.
Like online etiquette, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's good. And then, of course, there's the real world.
Oh, absolutely. Can't forget about that.
Right.
Encourage them to do things they enjoy offline.
Yeah.
Spend time with friends and family face to face.
Yeah.
You know, keep a good balance between the online world and the real world.
So it's all about finding that balance.
It is.
Okay, so we've got opportunities and challenges. open communication,
right,
practical tips. What are the main takeaways for our listeners so far?
I think the biggest one is this. Teen social media is complicated, and it's changing all the time. There's no easy fix, and there will always be new things to figure out.
Right.
But the more we know, the better we can support the young people in our lives.
That's so important, that support and guidance. Their world is so different from what we grew up with.
It is. They need us to understand and empathize with them,
right,
as they navigate all of this.
It's easy to judge their social media habits, but it's such a big part of their lives now.
It is. It's how they connect, learn, express themselves.
Right. It's their reality.
Yeah.
We have to meet them where they are.
Exactly. Instead of trying to control everything, we should empower them to make good choices.
Right. Give them the tools to develop those healthy habits.
Right. Help them thrive in this digital age.
Help them think critically, protect their privacy.
Yeah.
And use social media in a way that makes their lives better.
That's the goal. Finding that balance between the good and the bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And keep those conversations going.
Yes.
Talk to them about what they're experiencing. Listen to their concerns.
Right.
Work together to make the digital world a safer and more empowering place.
It takes all of us working together.
It does. You know, earlier you mentioned how teens aren't just passively consuming social media, they're creating and participating.
Yeah.
But what about those algorithms we hear so much about? How much control do these platforms actually have over what teens are seeing and doing online?
That's a great question. And it's something we could probably do a whole deep dive on.
Yeah.
But the reality is, algorithms have a big influence on what we see online, not just for teens, for everyone.
So even if they're actively making content, they're still in this system that's designed to keep them engaged.
Right.
Even if it's not always good for them.
It's complicated, yeah. But it's definitely something we need to be aware of and talk about.
Yeah, food for thought for sure.
Definitely.
Okay, so in this part, we've talked about the good and the bad, open communication,
right,
how those algorithms work.
Mm.
Lots to think about. But there's more to unpack.
There is.
So stick around for part three, where we'll dive into some potential solutions for navigating all of this.
It's going to be good.
Welcome back to our deep dive, you guys. It's the final part. And we've talked about the trends, the good stuff, the risks, all the challenges. Now let's get to, like, what can we actually do?
Right.
How do we help teens thrive in this, like, digital world?
Yeah, it's important to remember there's no quick fix.
Okay.
It's not about finding the perfect app or setting super strict screen time limits.
Right.
It's about creating an environment where they can learn to think critically.
Okay.
Be aware and build those healthy habits.
So, like, how do we actually do that?
Well, one of the most important things is open and honest communication. No lectures, no strict rules, just real conversations.
Right.
Where they feel heard and respected and understood.
So, like, ditch the back in my day speeches.
Exactly. Ask them questions like, what do you like about this app?
Mm.
What worries you about social media? You know, try to see things from their point of view.
Right. Meet them where they are.
Exactly. Show them you're actually interested in their world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What else?
Another thing is, we have to be good examples ourselves.
Oh, right.
If we're always on our phones, it sends a mixed message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally guilty of that.
We all are. Actions speak louder than words, you know, especially for teenagers.
They do. Okay, so besides being good role models, what else can we do?
Teach them to be critical of the information they see online.
Okay.
Encourage them to question things, think about who's saying it.
Right.
Check the facts, be careful about what they believe.
Like little fact checkers.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
What about, like, their online image, how they present themselves? Any tips for that?
Yeah, help them create a positive presence online. Talk to them about what they're putting out there. The language they use, how it affects other people. It's about digital citizenship, you know?
Hmm. So, like, online etiquette.
Exactly.
Makes sense. And, of course, we can't forget about the real world, right?
Oh, for sure. Encourage them to do things they enjoy offline.
Yeah.
Spend time with friends and family in person.
Right.
It's all about balance.
Balance, right.
Yeah.
So it's not about hating on social media or banning it altogether.
No, not at all.
It's about helping them use it in a way that's healthy and positive.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got open communication, being good examples, teaching them to think critically, building a positive online presence, real world connections, anything else?
One last thing. Stay informed. The social media world is constantly changing.
Right. New things all the time.
New platforms, new trends, new challenges. We need to keep learning so we can guide them.
Yeah, we have to be lifelong learners too. I'm up for the challenge.
Me too.
So we've covered a lot in this deep dive. So much good stuff to help us navigate the world of teen social media. But remember, it's okay to ask for help.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There are a lot of resources out there for parents and educators.
There are.
You don't have to do this alone.
For sure.
We'll make sure to include some of those in the show notes.
Great.
One final thought for you guys before we wrap up. This isn't just about protecting teens from the bad stuff online.
Right.
It's about helping them use these tools to make their lives better, to connect with others, to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
Social media is here to stay, and we need to help them use it wisely.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been great.